This is an audio boo from Mad Jen from Mad as Heck. And I'm sitting here listening to the Mark Levin Show. And not only do we have a Mitt Romney advisor talking today about his how his campaign is going to be like an Etch-a-Sketch, where they're going to wipe everything clean when it comes to the general election. In other words, anything he's saying now, you can fully expect is not going to go when it comes to the general election. But also, Mark Levin, which we already knew that before Mark Levin, but Mark Levin points out that today, in a Maryland campaign event, Mitt Romney praised not Obama, but Bush and Paulson for saving the economic system with TARP. He didn't say with TARP, but what he was pointing out was that people are praising Obama for saving the economic situation. But it wasn't Obama that did that. It was Bush and Paulson. So he's praising Bush and Paulson for TARP and saying that that saved our economic situation in 2007 or 8 or whenever it was. So people, tell me, is Mitt Romney really against TARP? No, he was for it. If you guys want smaller government, then you are making a huge, huge mistake voting for Mitt Romney. The man is, as Rick Santorum always says, a well-oiled weather vane. He will say whatever he has to say and attack whoever he has to attack in order for you to vote for him. And people, you are falling for it hook, line, and sinker. Don't ever complain that liberals don't know what the hell they're doing or that they're stupid when they vote for Obama, because your vote for Mitt Romney is essentially the same as a liberal voting for Obama. You guys need to get real here, and you need to stop all this voting for the liberal and the Republican Party. It's over, people. Vote Rick Santorum, the only candidate who has vowed and consistently vowed to make government smaller, not bigger. This is an audio boo from Mad Jen. Long live the Republic.